Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A no sweat pants at work zone.
Come on, Sean. You're better than that. There's no Boston cream. There's nothing moist. Are you going to get the donut shop donuts, or are you just going to get the black, the powder, the crumb cake?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for being with us. DA with you here on a fine Monday morning. You can hit us up on Twitter, DA on CBS, and listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network, as well as on Sirius XM Channel 206. That's Sirius XM Channel 206. Joining us here on the show is a good friend of the DA. You've seen him on CBS and CBS Sports Network breaking down the NFL. Our buddy Steve Berline dropping on by. Steve, good morning.
Hey, DA, great to be here, man. Love coming on, and obviously there's always a lot of stuff to talk about, so it'll be fun to get into it.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you. And let's start with Antonio Brown. Over the weekend, Antonio Brown not only says goodbye on social media to Pittsburgh, he then says that Ben Roethlisberger doesn't have respect for him, has an owner's mentality, and then likes a tweet about Big Ben's sexual assault allegations. After all of this, there's no way the Steelers can have him come back on the team next year, right?
You've answered your own question. I think that in my mind, it was something that was already done. I think most people believe that it was going to be very, very difficult to find a way to make that work prior to all the stuff going on the last few days. But, there's no doubt that with what he's done this past weekend, burning all the bridges and calling people out like he is, there's absolutely no way. And, he's just kind of confirmed everything that he's going through a really bad cycle right now, making some bad decisions, and I don't think it's going to be something that can be fixed in Pittsburgh, and hopefully he'll get his act together and move on and end up having some productive years wherever he ends up.
How much responsibility to this broken relationship do you put on the quarterback?
Well, I don't think Ben has handled it well. Let's not kid ourselves here on that one, but I think Ben has struggled with that part of being the quarterback whenever these issues seem to come up, whenever any of this dysfunction shows itself. He seems to at times put his foot in his mouth and say the wrong things and really not handle it the way that Tom Brady or Drew Brees or Russell Wilson or these other guys that just seem to handle themselves better in those public type of situations. I think Ben has come a long way over the course of his career, but I do think that leadership is something that has been questioned, and this whole fiasco, the way that this has come about, is kind of lending a lot of credibility to that. The fact that he just doesn't always think things through before he says them, and he gets himself into some trouble as a leader, and quarterbacks are expected to do better than how he's handled some of these situations.
Steve Berline joins us this morning here on the show. The fact that this has kind of spun out of control like this, and the fact that Ben Roethlisberger hasn't handled everything all that well, does that speak to Mike Tomlin, that Tomlin should have done a better job keeping this stuff together, or are these just things that are even beyond a head coach's control?
Well, I think that Tomlin definitely has mishandled some of these different situations, and a lot of people believe that by allowing some of these situations to develop and fester and escalate, you know, he's always been kind of referred to as a player's coach. And sometimes when you keep giving people the pass and kind of keep trying to brush things under the rug and minimize things, obviously, my kids, some of these professional athletes, they get themselves conditioned to taking advantage of those situations and maybe not handling them right, the right way. And I think, you know, when you look at Tomlin compared to how Belichick would handle some of these things or some of the other more hardline coaches, I think that the fact that these things have been festering for so long, I think Tomlin has handled it wrong. So there's blame to go around for everybody. I mean, I think all parties involved are guilty as charged. They've handled the situation not nearly as well as they should have, and as a result, we're having this big public disaster from the Pittsburgh Steelers standpoint.
Switching over to Kyler Murray, if you were the Arizona Cardinals and you had that number one pick, would you hold on to Rosen and ignore Kyler Murray, or would there be a part of you that would want to draft Kyler Murray wherever you did and trade away Josh Rosen?
I've been pretty adamant in my opinion of this. I really like Kyler Murray. I think that he is a tremendous person, and I think he's a tremendous athlete. I do think he's got a chance to be a good quarterback in the NFL, but I am not sold on him being a top-notch NFL quarterback, given the size limitations and just the bottom line. There's a lot of people that say he's closer to 5'8" than he is to 5'10". So I have concerns about Kyler Murray. So to answer your question, I would not do that, which I would not take Kyler Murray with the first pick. In fact, I would, in my opinion, I would not take him in the top half of the first round. But that's just my own opinion, and it's nothing against Kyler Murray, because I absolutely think that he handles himself as a very, very professional, mature young man, and I think he's got a bright future, and there's going to be a lot of great things that happen, hopefully in the football field as well. But I just think the questions that are out there about his size, to me, that would scare me away from using that really high pick on him. And I think that the Cardinals should stick with Josh Rosen and try to develop him and see where that goes. It's too early to give up on Josh Rosen, I think.
Where is your hesitations about Kyler Murray most? Is it simply because of size, or also because the type of offense he played in college combined with his size?
I think it's truly about the size from my perspective. I think that he's shown he can throw the football and he's got the ability to make plays with his feet and with his arm. But there's a huge difference between being that 5'11", 6 foot that Drew Brees is and the Baker Mayfields and the Russell Wilsons, those guys that are, you know, pushing that 6 foot number, that's 3 to 4 inches taller than what this kid is, Kyler Murray. And he's going to make spectacular plays with his feet. He's going to be able to make a lot of really good throws. But I think throughout the course of a season, throughout the course of a game, throughout the course of a career, his height is going to give him some problems. These guys are obviously at the next level, the pro level. They're bigger, they're faster, and they will find ways to make his life difficult because of that size. And to me, I'm not saying he's not going to be a great football player. I'm saying there's too many questions in my mind to use a high draft choice on him. I mean, heck, Brett Favre was a second-round draft choice and had a pretty darn good career from what I recall. And Tom Brady was a sixth-round draft choice. My point is that he can still become a great football player. I just think there are too many questions to use that high pick on him.
Steve Berline joins us, CBS NFL analyst. We had the Kaepernick news last week on Friday that he settled with the NFL. How did you read the situation? A lot of people trying to decide who won, who lost there. How did you read the settlement?
Well, I think it probably played itself out the way that it should have, given all the attention and all the different, aspects to the issue. I think Colin Kaepernick, probably did deserve to get a nice settlement out of the whole thing, the way that this thing had played itself out in the court of public opinion. And I think the NFL wanted to just go away. They don't want to have to deal with this anymore. And I think the numbers, from what I've been hearing, probably came out about where a lot of people thought they would. And I think Colin Kaepernick should be very happy with how it all came down in terms of his settlement. And I think all parties involved want the issue to go away and let people start focusing more on the football and where the NFL is heading in terms of football rather than dealing with this kind of an issue. So, I was surprised it happened as quickly as it did, but I'm glad that parties are satisfied and we can let this thing go. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
Some people have thrown out the $100 million number. Is that the number that you're hearing?
I've heard everything from 60 to up to 80. I hadn't heard the $100 million number, but we know it's a lot of money, and we know that this situation has been eye-opening in a lot of different ways from a lot of different perspectives. It's raised awareness for the cause that Kaepernick has been trying to champion, and but also, it is unfortunate what's happened to him. I personally don't think that it really truly was a situation where he was banned from the NFL. I think if there was a team that really thought he could come in and be a starting quarterback, he would have had a job. Somebody would have pulled him in and brought him in. But I think there are a lot of questions about his ability. There are a lot of questions about his work ethic and about his preparation that went into getting ready for games. And that's why teams shied away from it. They didn't want to bring that circus in, all that went along with Colin Kaepernick, without being sure that he could still produce and play at a high level. So, to me, that's why the decision was made. But the bottom line is that the way this thing worked itself out in the public, I think it had to have this ending, and everybody can be satisfied now and just kind of move on.
You're part of the Legends Golf Tour of Ireland. A bunch of Notre Dame greats are going to be going over there. Lou Holtz, Tim Brown, yourself, Rocket Ismail, Reggie Brooks, Rick Meyer, and others. This is pretty cool. This is late April into early May. April the 28th into May the 5th. You get to go over to Ireland. You get to play some golf, some of the best links in the world with a bunch of Notre Dame alum, plus fans get to go there as well and buy in. Every year you guys do this is awesome. This must be a real treat for you to be able to do.
Well, this is actually the first one. We haven't done this before, so we were talking about getting off the ground last year, but it just with Lou Holtz had some health issues with himself and with his wife, Mrs. Holtz, last year, so we ended up postponing it and putting it on hold until this year, and now we're a couple months away from it, mentioned all the names of the guys that are going to be there. It's going to be an absolute blast. Executive Global Tours is the company that's putting it on, and the benefit is Lou's Lads Foundation, which is a charity that Lou Holt set up that benefits the children of his players from Notre Dame that have the opportunity to go to Notre Dame. And it's farther reaching than just that, but it's a really cool charity that Lou has set up that's going to be the beneficiary of the proceeds from this event. Like you said, April 28th to May 5th, we're going to be playing courses like Ballybunion. We're going to play, I'm drawing a blank on some of the ones that are on that ad, but there's Port Marnock, the Island Club, Ballybunion, Old Course. We're playing Tralee, Waterville, a lot of really, really good golf courses, and it's going to be a top-notch trip all the way around. So I would encourage people to go to the website, executiveglobaltours.com. Check out the trip. It's going to be an absolute blast, and we're looking forward to it.
Executive Tours. Executive, what was that?
That's Executive Global Tours.
Got it. ExecutiveGlobalTours.com. My mistake. I thought you guys did this last year because we actually talked to Tim Brown about it before it actually went off. I did not realize you guys had to postpone it, but that is very cool that this one's going to be the first one then since Lou is feeling better. So that's going to be very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. We've had more time to kind of get everything straightened out exactly the way we wanted it to as well. So I think it all happened for whatever the reasons were. It ended up being a better situation than we held off until this year, and it's something that we're looking forward to hopefully building on down the road as well, make it an annual type of thing.
Very cool. ExecutiveGlobalTours.com is the website. I got about 30 seconds with you. Have you watched any Alliance football yet?
Very little. Very little. I haven't had a chance to get caught up in it. I know that that they've put an awful lot into it. I know CBS is committed to it as well with the announcers and from a production standpoint. So I've heard good things, and I'm hoping that it can last. I know the people involved, the Bill Polians and the Charlie Ebersol and all the different people that are involved are really doing a great job of making a splash initially. We'll see if they can endure for the long term, but I'm excited to watch it a little bit and see what happens out of it.
Yeah, we have football to scratch the itch in the spring, which I absolutely love, so that's a good thing. Steve Berline joining us this morning on the show. Steve-O, it's always great to catch up, my man. If I don't talk to you before this awesome trip, have a wonderful time in Ireland. It sounds great.
All right, D.A., we will, man. You should jump on board. Come on, let's go.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, I would like to do that. Thanks, Steve.
All right.
Steve Berline joining us this morning here on the DA Show. Good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.